The Strand Gamers present The Nightingale Archives, a game of mystery and intrigue using the World of Darkness system.
We're on with episode 11. Or, sorry, 12 of the Nightingale Archives.
Yeah, I was about 13. To say, we did 11 already.
Let's just bump it to 13.
All right.
Yeah, we'll skip 12.
It's bad previously luck when you all died.
What?
That's what happened in 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we're better now if there's a 13. So let's
we had a secret session that was lost to the internets.
Oh, all right. Well, that'll happen.
Well, let's just play out 12 where you all die.
Okay.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm trying to forget.
But I don't think we can stop the meteor this time or any time.
Oh, if we can stop Drew from killing Rufus Irons, then it'll stop the meteor, because the meteor can't hit until Drew has killed Rufus Irons. It's fate.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah, I like how that... It seems like Drew basically has a get-out-of-jail-free card with death until Rufus Irons is dead.
That also means the end of the world, yes. Okay. World can't end until Rufus Irons is dead.
Unless Rufus Irons and Drew are both capable of space travel without any vehicle, then they don't need the world to keep going.
Mm.
Who remembers?
We should just cryogenically freeze both of them.
That's a good idea.
That happened last time. There was some meeting at a nursing home.
Gay.
Brought the Indians into it.
Yep.
You guys are just
Native Americans. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the nature of my objection.
Well, I mean, Tom became living again, right?
Well,
when did that actually happen?
By some definitions of living. Okay, you guys are all helpless. Karina revealed her true nature to Laura, which is that she is a compilation of stitched-together corpses put together to be aesthetically pleasing and given life by divine fire. The downside of the condition is that living people can sense the Promethean's lack of a soul and instinctively reject them and hate them. Shortly after this revelation, they worked together to bring Drew Russell back to life by some values of life, creating him as their child. Of course, Drew has no memories of his past life and has taken up the moniker of Russell. And is right now sort of trying to piece together who and what he is.
Who and what I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sheriff Levi Arthur was put on a leave of absence from his job due to certain recent incidents involving him disappearing for several days and a massacre at a warehouse he just happened to be at.
Allegedly.
Okay. And Bill arranged a meeting with D'Angelo and invited him to a meeting at his own house.
Mm-hmm.
He also arranged a meeting with Jonah, Nathan Hale, and apparently Jonah's sire, Makowi, who is the sort of top gangrel in town, and invited them to meet D'Angelo and apparently ambush them at the same meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless anyone has any pressing engagements thereafter, I'm going to skip ahead a few days
How many days?
Well, to the night of the meeting.
The is it Varn- 2 days?
Yes, I think it is. The Varnes family has been sauntering on in confusion. Oh, by the way, there's some changes in Lori's house that she should be aware of.
I'd like that.
Is there more ice cream?
That is, in fact, not what I was referring to.
Was there a crib for Drew?
He's their baby. Creepy, so I wish. Okay. You notice your shower and taps have been acting up, Lori. The water has a weird metallic taste, and after you shower, you basically come out feeling dirty and leaves like an oily residue on you.
I'll call Drew. He's a plumber.
That's pretty gross.
No, he isn't.
Yeah. No, but he would know plumbers.
Not anymore, he wouldn't.
Okay. Meanwhile, Bill is undertaking, calling out of work and undertaking secret actions that he has passed notes to the GM about.
That'll be wonderful.
Will it?
Mm-hmm.
I am going to need you to make me a science roll. Intelligence science, -2.
Well, -2. I'm putting a willpower into this, because it'd be stupid not to.
Science?
Yeah. Bill is using science.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm using science. Okay.
Here's Are you trying to build your own rocket like the astronaut farmer? It's the only way to be safe from ghosts and vampires.
I'm a physics teacher. Why can't I be into amateur rocketry?
Okay.
Okay, so that's... Hey, 4 successes.
Okay. That's quite excellent.
Hmm.
So you set things up as we previously discussed.
Ooh, excellent.
Indeed. Levi, you haven't heard anything further. They told you they were going to let you know if you were going to be needed at the meeting. But as the night of the meeting approaches, or really the sun sets on the night of the meeting, you haven't been told anything.
Oh, no. That means they're trying to push me out of the loop.
You say that, but there's a firm, rhythmic knock on your door.
Do I have a peephole? I have a peephole. I want to look through the peephole. I don't want to open the door yet.
You look through the peephole, and you recognize someone that you have only met once. She is an older, copper-skinned woman, whose name you know as Makawi, and you know that she is Jonah's mother?
The king is seeing me.
Queen?
Well, Jonah's a good guy, so his mother must be legit. I'll open the door for her.
Okay.
Wait, isn't it too light out? Or is it it's sunset? No,
It's like a half hour after the sun is set.
Okay. I'll open the door.
Okay. She just steps inside without being invited.
Good evening, Miss Makaway.
Mr. Levi Arthur.
Yes?
I have a proposition for you.
All right, certainly. You must be busy, though. I would have expected Jonah or Nathan to come and deliver any news you had for me.
I wanted to discuss this with you personally. How would you like to stop being a slave?
What do you mean? Because the last time someone talked about me being a slave, they were trying to kill Jonah, and I don't want to help that. I like Jonah.
Rest assured, I have no intention of killing my progeny. I have intention of having more.
So, you are... You want to make me like Jonah.
Is that something you would be interested in?
Well, yeah, but I thought the only reason I was what I am now was because Jonah needed help. And if I can't operate during the day either, then I can't help him. Right?
We can always get more slaves. The ones who prove themselves useful, we promote.
Oh, what happens to the ones that don't?
Usually they are slaves for however long they are needed, and then released.
Released to the great beyond, or released to their lives?
Well, sometimes released to their lives, but of course, should you stop being fed a supply of kindred blood, the time you are not aging catches up with you rather quickly.
I see.
But should you become one of us, you won't have to worry about that anymore.
All right.
You'll be strong, sharp, powerful, plus a shot at immortality.
A shot? I thought it was just part of the package.
It's part of the package for as long as you can avoid being killed.
Oh, well, I'm pretty good at that. Well, maybe not. What would be involved in this? I mean, I don't know. Jonah hasn't been very forthcoming with information about you, us, them, y'all.
The physical transformation will be simple on you. First, I drain you entirely of blood.
Oh, God.
Momentarily. It's like it's stopping your heart for surgery.
Okay.
And then I supply you with some of my own, in part a little spark of my own life force, and you will rise again.
Oh. How long does that take?
The actual process takes no more than a few minutes. It will usually take you a night or two to recover. And then months, typically, to acclimate to your condition.
Well, maybe after what happens tonight, if you need help with D'Angelo, I don't want to be useless to, you know, whatever you guys are going to do meeting up with D'Angelo.
That is actually what I came to talk to you about. There is a service that I need you to provide.
What is that service?
Rest assured, it is as easy as flicking on a light.
Okay.
D'Angelo will be coming to Mr. McKinley's house.
Right.
And then Nathan will be coming. Once they're both inside, everyone is safe. I need you to round to the back of the house. There should be a switch wired near a window. Simply flip it.
a switch wired near a window on the outside?
Yes, to the bedroom window.
And what is this going to do?
It's going to kill everyone inside.
But I thought you said Nathan was going to be in there. And what about Bill?
But every one of us...
What?
Hmm?
I'm not understanding the nature of your objection.
Isn't Nathan a member of your... clique, or whatever you call your circles of allies?
He is sheriff, and clearly doing a shoddy job. He allowed the prince to be killed under his command. He has put us in a position where we are depending on mortals to enforce vampire law. Once he is gone, he will be replaced with someone more suitable, like Jonah.
Oh, yeah. Jonah's good. He's good, yeah. But also, is this, like, gonna blow up the house or fill it with poison gas or something? I mean... It'll draw a lot of attention, much, I'm sure, as the destruction of the Historical Society did, which I was under the impression is a bad thing. Especially if Bill dies, because he's not one of you. Unless he is he?
No. Do you not have the chain of command in your profession?
We do.
In this chain, I am above you. I have made a plan, and it's not for you to question.
All right. I just you know, wondering about details. If something goes wrong, the more I know, the more I'll be able to act independently without needing to come to you for more guidance.
Just be in position when everyone has arrived.
All right. So after D'Angelo gets there, and after Nathan gets there, flip the switch.
That's all you have to do.
And then just leave? I don't have to make sure that something happens or anything?
Just leave.
And Jonah's not going to be there, right? Because I don't want to hurt him.
No, of course not. Our people will be protected.
And what's going to happen to Bill?
He will be hoisted by his own petard.
Okay. I can do this. Yeah, this is easy. This...
Immortality, Mr. Arthur. Chief pats you on the shoulder. I will see you later. She turns,
all right.
Walks out.
Have a nice night, Miss Mockaway. Mockaway.
Macarena.
Okay. Okay. Mr. McKinley.
Mm-hmm.
Well in advance of your 11 o'clock meeting time, really 10 o'clock, there is a knock on your door.
Oh,
a
okay.
Firm, demanding knock.
I will answer it.
Okay. You open the door, and the first person you see is Nathan. However, behind him is an entourage of a half dozen men you do not recognize, seeming to be armed with sword and axe.
Oh. Excellent. I take it you're here for the ambush. Also, why did you use my front door? Whatever. Come on in.
Why are you whispering?
What if D'Angelo has people watching this place right now?
Then how would whispering help?
Good question. You already arrived with a bunch of people at my front door. Whatever, get in here.
He walks inside, followed by his entourage. Mr. McKinley, what is your plan for when events go down?
Okay. So, what I was thinking would happen is you guys could wait in my bedroom until D'Angelo comes. When D'Angelo comes, I tell him that he has arrived first. Please sit down in the living room. Then I will pretend to get a call on my cell phone, and I will excuse myself to go take it, saying that, oh, this is probably them. I will excuse myself to my bedroom, at which point you guys can fan out and basically have him trapped. Taken by surprise, all that. So you guys can all be in vampire murder land, I don't even know, and I can be somewhere other than that.
How would you like to roll me in manipulation subterfuge?
I'd love to do that. I guess I'm putting willpower into that as well. Gotta keep shoving willpower into stuff. I only have one more. Ooh, that's promising. Okay, well, two successes. They were both tens, which is why it was promising.
Okay. He sort of quirks an eyebrow uncertainly at you, but doesn't say anything.
What, you think I'm just going to stand around while, you know, a vampire figures out that I've betrayed him? What am I, an idiot?
I'm not sure. Where's your bedroom?
My bedroom's just down the hallway. A little bit. Past the bathroom.
Okay. He walks into the hall and into the bedroom. Followed by his entourage. Are you making any preparations in the meantime?
No. I mean, I guess I could set out some salsa and chips. Salsa.
Maybe take a pint of your own blood out.
Salsa con queso, of course.
Okay.
I should have bought some ice cream, so this could truly be Ghost Ice Cream Social, The Vampire Reckonings 3. The Legend of Curly's Queso.
That was a series of words you said.
Yes, it is. Well, I have to have fun waiting for, like, a few hours in my bedroom.
Queso gold!
Oh, I can bring them chips if they want.
Entourages don't like chips.
You're kind of surprised that some members of the entourage actually do eat some chips.
Oh, excellent. I'm being a polite host.
Mr. Arthur, what are you getting up to?
I should go and park out of sight of Bill's house and sneak up behind his house and find the switch.
Okay. How about you roll me a dexterity stealth?
Oh my. Dice roller, huh?
Mr. McKinley, you can roll me a wits composure.
I will do just that. You can have really good composure.
I'll use a will doodle. I don't want to fuck this up.
Ah, 3.
I got 2.
Okay. So, Bill, while you are serving chips to the people in your bedroom, you spy outside the window. You can see that someone is creeping around in your bushes. It doesn't seem like your guests have noticed. Levi, you can see that there are several people in the illuminated bedroom. They look armed with really archaic weaponry.
That's how vampires do it, I guess.
Is it time yet? It's not yet, right? Like D'Angelo.
No, I knew it was supposed to be Nathan. At a certain time. You haven't seen D'Angelo.
Well, I don't know what D'Angelo looks like, do I?
That's true. There's a bunch of people in this room.
Mm.
But is it midnight or after?
No, it's not time for the meeting. I assume you showed up at least a little bit early.
Yeah. So, no D'Angelo. So I should hunker down and wait.
You hunker down and wait.
I notice him, but I'm going to wait as well. I wish there wasn't someone in my garden, but I don't want to make it seem like I know, because... Ugh.
Okay. Promptly at time, there is a banging on your door.
Ah. I will answer the door.
Okay. The first thing you see is a burly man in Kevlar leveling a shotgun at your face.
Ah! I put my hands up.
Okay. Behind him, you can see several more of the like. They are surrounding D'Angelo, a tiny man who's sort of dwarfed in the middle of them. Two of you, go in, check out the house.
This is, you're not very subtle, I take it.
Should I be?
I was hoping for some subtlety, I don't know.
What will the neighbors say?
Yeah, really. I mean, my neighbors live like half a mile down the road. What will they say?
You're the one who decided to have this here.
Ugh. Well, then show some respect. Look, I prepared chips.
Fine. We will step inside and then my men will search.
Okay. Fine. You'll be happy to know that you're the first to arrive. Which is why I was, you know, if you're going to do this, then be subtle about it, but whatever.
The lot of them step inside, And his men start fanning out to search. There are 5 of them in total. One of them stays with D'Angelo, still pointing a gun in your direction.
Okay. Hold on. I think I hear my phone. I'm gonna go answer it. It's probably them.
Yeah.
Friggin' people with shotguns.
You start walking towards your bedroom. One of the men with guns is right behind you.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
So, could I see that,
You could probably see his entourage, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think he was subtle about it.
Yeah, well you definitely heard them coming in, and there's just, like, boot stomps coming in, and you can see everybody in the bedroom is tensing up.
Well, I want to actually call Bill on his phone that he claimed was ringing.
It's sitting in my bedroom.
You head out to your fake phone call, and your phone starts ringing.
Ah, yes, much clearer now. I guess,
okay, so you walk into your bedroom.
Pointing guns at me makes me nervous.
You walk into your bedroom. The man sees this group of people surrounding him.
Yeah, I'm immediately going to dive into the room, into a corner.
Okay. You dive into a corner. This guy lets loose a shotgun blast as Nathan's entourage descends upon him and starts hacking him up.
I say, sorry, I didn't know they had guns.
Oh, I'm going to flip the switch.
I'm going to slowly sidle my gunshot. Way. I'm going to slowly sidle my way towards the window.
Well, he just flipped the switch. So, Kevin, would you like to explain what happens when he flips the switch?
What happens when he flips the switch is that an explosive goes off in the basement of my house, causing the entire upper floor to collapse down into it. While that happens, some explosives also both distribute and ignite gasoline and nitrous oxide around my basement, such that when the floor collapses, it basically opens a gaping maw into hell.
That's the thing.
Well, not a great trap to set up while you're inside the house. I wanted to warn you, but
I was going to come out the window.
Your hubris has got the best of you.
Okay.
Well, it's only my living room, kitchen, and dining room area.
So.
Hopefully collapse.
Levi. Uh-huh. How about you make me a dexterity athletics -3?
Oh, my. Dexterity athletics -3. That's not.
Dexterity athletics -5.
Okay, I'm going to put my last willpower into this.
This seems... I'm going to use a willpower, too.
Dexterity, athletics. And I get that -1 if I'm unskilled. -5. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to put a willpower into this because I'm rolling the same amount of dice.
You get chance dice no matter what.
I get what?
You get your chance die no matter what.
Oh, okay. I was going to say...
I got 2.
Because I'm rolling 0. Either way, I'd be rolling 2 or 5. Well, -5. So -3 or exactly 0. Okay.
Oh.
It's a 2.
Okay, so you got no successes, Kevin?
Correct.
How many did you get, Levi?
2.
Okay. So, a lot of things happen at once.
You're right, they do.
So, the explosions and fire rip through the house. The center of the house starts caving in, and all of the floors just start getting sucked into the basement, With them, Mr. McKinley is drawn into the basement, pulled down into the burning wreckage.
And this wasn't how it was supposed to go.
You immediately take 5 lethal damage.
Hold on. Okay, that's not all of it.
Okay.
I've got 1 left.
Well, that's good. Okay.
The burning will probably...
So, Levi, you can see Sheriff Hale, as soon as the explosion starts, turns like a blur and moves to dive out the window. You are actually so on the ball, because you knew this was going to happen, that you could potentially stop him if you wanted to.
Huh. Hmm.
That's the window that I was going to open and jump out of.
I would like to stop him.
Okay.
I want to yell treachery as well. As long as I can do that, I'll be happy.
You can certainly yell treachery.
Okay.
You can make me, Levi, make me a strength plus either athletics or brawl.
How do I determine which one?
Use whichever one you want.
Oh, they're the same. Strength and athletics. I'm going to use a willpower also. Holy shit. I got 5 successes.
Okay. So, flames licking at his heels, Nathan moves to dive out the window. Summoning up reserves of strength you didn't even know you have, you grab him by the shoulders and shove him back. Fire flares up in your face, dealing 3 lethal damage to you. But you Ow. Throw him back down the hole and he tumbles down on top of Phil McKinley. And starts to catch fire.
I hope does I act as good fuel for your death.
Does he also yell treachery?
He doesn't yell treachery.
Oh, but it would be appropriate.
You can hear from the entrance of the house an anguished cry of treachery!
At least 3 people said it.
Wait, so that means D'Angelo yelled treachery too?
Yeah, you think he did.
There was just all sorts of treachery happening.
Okay. So, judging on by my limited knowledge of fires, is anyone going to walk out of that building alive?
They'd have a hard trouble just walking out of the building at all.
People by the exits have a shot. And you're not sure about vampires. You're pretty sure that Nathan and Bill are fucked. You don't know the state of D'Angelo.
Part of me wants to leave, because I don't want to be here when shit follows up on this. But another part of me wants to try and save Bill. But Bill appears to be fucked, so I'm going to leave.
Okay. Actually, I want everybody to roll me initiative. But I mean everybody who's actually here.
Oh, I'm here.
You are here.
What's initiative again?
It is the sum of your dex and wits plus a d10 roll.
Okay.
A single d10.
Yes.
Oh, wow, I got a 10 this time. So 14. I'm going to burn to death first.
I got a grand total of 8. After all the adding, it's 8.
Okay. So Bill, what did you get?
14.
And Levi got 8.
Yes, sir.
D'Angelo.
Can I just say right now that the thing I learned today is that that wasn't a blessing?
No, it wasn't. I will tell you what it is later when you're dead.
I don't know. I think I can already guess. I have a few guesses.
Was it the mark of hubris?
No. No, it was the mark of being a huge bitch.
Okay. Bill, you can see... Nathan has a big piece of wooden wreckage sticking through his stomach, and he's catching fire at the edges. He's making moves to basically pull himself up and leap out of here as best he can, or just scramble up a wall, whatever he can do. But even you, in your probably final moments, have the drop on him.
Ooh, I have the drop on him. I'm going to grab onto him. I'm going to grab onto him and try and put him below me.
Okay. Make me a strength brawl roll.
Oh, boy. I'm going to put a willpower into this.
Wait, you have another willpower?
I didn't use a willpower in that last one because I would have rolled the same amount of dice.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yes. When it's -5 and I'm rolling 2 dice to begin with, yeah, willpowers don't do much.
Nathan's going to spend a willpower on this.
It seems like a good time to do it.
Plus he's going to pump a bunch of blood into it.
Okay, I got a success. Probably not enough.
See, you say that? He is completely ignoring you, so he's going to scramble up the wall, and you just grab him by, like, the ankle and pull him back down into the flames.
Does he yell treachery?
Treachery!
Snakes and rabbits, bitch! I don't know which we are at this circumstance.
Someone has to be a mongoose.
I think Makowee is the mongoose.
We can spy on you all week.
Across 3 days, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
You each take 4 damage from fire. For you, it's lethal. For Nathan, yes. It's aggravated.
Okay, so I'm 3 beyond the threshold.
Okay, make me a stamina composure minus the 3. You are past your threshold. In your last moments, you can see Nathan burn down to not but a charred skeleton that crumbles to dust.
Wow, that happened quickly. Oh wow, 3 successes. All 3 were successes.
Okay.
I have a high composure.
You remain conscious.
Oh, wonderful. That's exactly what I wanted.
Okay.
To remain conscious while I burn more.
Yes.
It's your turn. What do you do?
Moving away from the house.
Okay. You going around the front, or are you just running through the back?
I'm kind of skulking through the back. Like, not a full-out run. I don't want, like, if someone looks out their back window, I don't want to
see them, but I also don't want to be seen on the street. You know, I just want to fade away into the night without drawing attention to this happening.
Okay, so you're, like, going to hop the back fence and walk away?
Right.
Okay.
I'll look back at the last second and hope someone got out. Or hope they didn't. Or hope, I don't know, I hope Bill got out.
Well, when you look back, it seems like the lawn is catching fire.
Well, then that is not a great place for Bill to escape to, so I... yeah, never mind. I guess I'll hop the fence then.
Okay. Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You're under a bunch of rubble in the crater that used to be your basement. Your Christmas decorations are broken next to you.
Aww.
Engulfed in flames made of gasoline and nitrous.
Well, this sucks. It's probably still rather hot down here, huh? Yes. One might say it's probably still on fire.
One might say that.
I was hoping there was a pun waiting somewhere in there, but
no.
I was disappointed.
You may attempt to pull yourself out.
I guess I'll do that.
You are still conscious. You do suffer the -3 penalty for having no health left and basically being dying in aggravated damage. So I guess it would be a strength athletics, or I would also accept a survival roll to basically pull yourself out and climb out the side of your house.
Okay, well, either of those, I'm still just going with the luck die.
Okay.
It's a 1?
That's actually a dramatic failure.
Oh, okay.
You start to pull yourself up. You know, your hands are just burnt, scarred, and bleeding. You pull yourself up and you grab the window frame that crumbles in your hand as you go tumbling back down into the flames and wreckage.
That was my window. That was my window of escape.
Okay. Levi. First of all, make me a dex stealth.
Dex stealth. Dex stealth. Okay. I got 2.
Okay. Next, I am going to need you to make 2 morality rolls.
Oh, fuck. This again.
Yes. Roll me 2 dice.
Okay. I can roll 2. I got a 2 and an 8.
Okay, so that's 1 success and 1 more time.
I got a 7.
Roll 2 again is what I'm telling you.
Oh, I thought you meant roll. 9!
You're okay with you. You know. You're just doing what you gotta do.
I was just following orders.
Right. Outside of your control. If you didn't do it, someone else would have. Platitude excuse.
It's not an excuse if I really believe it.
Well, you make yourself believe it. What is your morality at right now?
4?
Okay. Fair enough.
I was supposed to be making the morality checks.
You would have if you lived.
Morality checks are for winners.
Yes.
Okay. Meanwhile, in the Varnes household...
Hello.
So Russell only needs to sleep about 4 hours in every 48.
Mm-hmm.
So Lori typically spends her time sitting on the couch watching reality TV. Karina does when Lori is asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Does Drew have anything special he's doing with his knights?
Drew is dead.
Does Russell have anything special he's doing with his knights?
One-handed push-ups.
Okay. Well, screaming through the night is the sound of sirens. Like, this isn't a fucking traffic stop. This is loud
Shit's
enough.
Shit's going down.
Wake everyone up. Multiple fire engines.
It is... No, that's not normal.
No, that's not normal.
Should we... look out the window? This is somewhat new to me.
She stands and saunters over to the window. Peers outside. There are fire trucks and police trucks screaming down the road.
Well, I'm up. Should I investigate?
Lori?
Hey. You want to go check it out? How far away is this?
Well, when you step out onto the lawn, you can see smoke billowing up from a few blocks away.
Well, a few blocks? Yeah, I'll put on pants for that.
In a familiar direction as well.
Oh, goddammit. Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. You know what? I'm gonna bring a stake, just in case, because weapons. So I guess I'll put on pants and actually get dressed for going outside and shoes and stuff. Okay. And a purse with a stake in it.
Alright. Karina gets herself dressed and... grabs one of your kitchen knives.
Whoa, what are you doing?
You seem to be expecting trouble.
I mean, it's just nice to be prepared. But you're not gonna, like, walk out with a kitchen knife, are you? That's crazy.
Well, keep it in your purse.
Okay, let's conceal that. Whatever, let's go. It'll be a family outing. It's like late o'clock o' night. Russell, you coming with?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just put my shirt back on now.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder what's going on.
A fire, obviously. Fire.
Is it arson? Is it the same people who did the courthouse or whatever it was?
Well, I hope not.
Oh, I think having a serial arsonist would be entertaining and interesting, if not terrible.
No, I think it would be just terrible.
Oh, that's because you're lacking in imagination, Russell. No offense.
Say you thanks, should, Mom.
You should learn to appreciate the finer things in life, like irony.
And fire?
Oh, well, maybe not fire. But just... oh, never mind. All right, let's go.
Karina leans over to Lori and whispers, "By the way, fire is really bad for us."
Maybe you guys should stay here.
Well, we're not going to catch fire, but...
I mean... I don't know. What if you're all... freak out or something. You get traumatized.
It's fine.
Looking at Russell.
Don't let him play with the fire, okay?
I'll keep an eye on him.
I can hear you. I'm not going to play with the fire.
Right.
Just be careful, I guess.
Remember, like, the the wise words of our forebears. Fire bad.
Wise words indeed. Well, let's go.
Okay. You stroll down the street. By the time you get there, the place is surrounded by fire trucks, police, and then an outer ring of looky-loos. And you see the spot that used to be Bill's house is a pit of hellfire.
Wait a second, I know this place.
I am gonna talk to a police officer. Excuse me.
Get back!
I know the guy who lives there. Is he okay? Where are... What is going on?
He glances over his shoulder. There is a person out on the lawn. You can see they're unmoving. They are charred and blackened and out of hair. I would like you to make a
Jesus roll.
No, not a Jesus roll. A wits composure roll, please.
Wits composure. Why do I even look up how many dice this is? Because I roll it so frequently.
I think I'm using the wrong character sheet. I don't have Jesus on my character sheet.
It's by Jesus, obviously.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, this gravy train likes to keep rolling. No, it doesn't. Never mind. I got 3 successes.
Okay. From the one, unburnt area around one eye, you recognize the facial structure of D'Angelo. And you can see the paramedics are pounding on his chest, giving him life breaths. Shocking him with defibrillators. It's still not getting a heartbeat. Again! 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't know if that guy had a heartbeat to begin with, I mutter under my breath. So where's Bill McKinley in all this, Mr. Policeman?
We haven't gone in there yet. So far, this is the only person who's outside.
Oh, Jesus. Well. Okay, I'll let you do your thing then. Thanks. I'm gonna go back and confide in Karina and Russell. So that's D'Angelo on the lawn right there, and he used to be a vampire, and I think now he's dead. And I don't know what happened to Bill. He's probably, if he's still inside, he's probably dead, because that's a lot of fire. Yeah.
Shouldn't we, stake him or something?
Fire is bad, right? And...
Do they burn?
I don't know.
It seems like they would burn.
Oh, can I roll an occult deck? I didn't have a cult. That seems like an occulty thing to know.
Make me intelligence occult.
What? Oh my god. I got 4 beautiful successes on 4 dice.
Dead vampires don't leave bodies. They just sort of disintegrate. However, you are aware that vampires that are unconscious or sleeping or whatever can very easily be mistaken for dead since they don't have vital signs and they don't breathe.
Yeah.
So they look just like a corpse.
Well, he's not dead, but he's undead, so CPR isn't going to do anything for him. He's not going to have vital signs. I don't know what happened, but I don't really want to kill D'Angelo because he was the one vampire that seemed cool. And whatever went down, I'm not really sure I want to be a part of it, because Bill's missing. I'm probably dead.
Shouldn't we help him, then? If he's your friend?
See, that's the whole getting involved thing? I should get involved. I should pick a side. Whatever.
I'm sorry. I don't recommend it.
Really? I was just gonna decide, like, he was, you remember him, right?
I mean, I feel like I this place, but
do you remember D'Angelo? When you were Drew, we met him.
No.
I'm sorry, but I
can't let you go rushing towards a burning building, especially when there are police around.
Oh, no, I definitely wasn't going to do that. I was just going to be like, where's the body going to be taken to? And then follow him through there.
That sounds like a really, really suspicious question to ask.
No, I was just going to, like, watch, and obviously it's going to get taken to a morgue.
Well, I mean, if you know that obviously it's going to be taken to a morgue, why not just go to the morgue?
I guess that's true.
Let's break into the morgue!
I don't know if I want to break into the morgue.
No, we're not. Not break into the morgue.
Again.
Did we break into the morgue once before?
I feel like that's all happened a long time ago for me.
Well,
that's
an out
of
character.
Out of the morgue.
Oh, that's right. I don't feel comfortable about you guys going back in, actually, because that's super suspicious. They'll recognize you as the missing bodies from, you know, just they'll ask questions or want to kill you or something.
What is it with us and morgues?
Well, I guess technically you're undead now.
Hmm.
Or maybe, are you alive? Do you have vital signs? I check for a pulse.
He does actually have one.
Whoa!
That tickles.
Ha ha! Well, okay. Yeah. How about you guys go back home, and I go break into a morgue? It'll be easier by myself anyway. No offense.
No. We can't let you do that.
What? But
I
just
ridiculous.
Said... Breaking into a morgue at all is ridiculous.
No,
yes.
We'll let her go, and we'll be safe at home. And then she gives you a conspicuous wink.
Really? Really? I just don't want you to end up found at the morgue, which is more likely to happen if there's more than just one person, you know.
I don't want you to be found at a morgue either. That's just...
Yeah, but if I'm found at a morgue, I can be like, oh, blah,
have newspapers or, you know, news cameras or public records, things like that that'll stop us from, you know, that'll stop us from needing to go to a morgue. Why do we need to go to the morgue? Are we going to... He's a vampire, right?
Isn't he going to get taken... That's where dead bodies go.
Is that really our problem?
Yeah, it's my problem. I want to get involved.
Why is it your problem?
Because he was a nice vampire to me, and I don't want to see him die when I can help him or something.
Is he going to die?
Well, I want to make sure that he doesn't die.
Sounds like they're treating him like he's already dead.
Yeah, but what happens if sunlight falls on him?
Then he dies.
Or maybe this was an attack on him? Like somebody tried to kill him? And they almost got away with it, and just in the nick of time, he's miraculously not dead yet. And maybe he's in danger. I just want to make sure he doesn't die.
Look, Lori. Mom? Lori.
Whatever. Call me Mom!
I don't know this guy. And...
Don't call me Mom.
It sounds like you were messed up in some pretty serious crap. Before...
Whoa. Vampires. Okay. Look, you're a golem, Promethean dude, and... That's... whatever. But...
Yeah.
I assume this is a private conversation. We're whispering. Let's pretend we're whispering.
Yeah, you don't think getting involved with not one but two of us is weird enough? You have to go and chase after a charred vampire.
Saying, you vampires came first. You gotta dance with the ones that brought
you. Well, it sounds like this is a great opportunity for you to get out of this serious shit and start living a normal life again.
I guess I don't really owe... No, I do owe him something, because he gave me a beautiful book. He gave me that beautiful book as a sign of friendship and bright futures and hopefulness, and I have to pay it forward. I gotta make sure that he's alive. I have to do this, and you can't convince me otherwise. So, meh.
Alright, well, how about I buy the book from you?
What? No, it's not for sale!
Personality, and not going into a morgue to find a charred body.
So you're misunderstanding the fundamental part of the situation. It's... I owe him something, and I'm going to repay it. And you can't buy that debt off of me. That's not a thing you can do.
Karina, I got nothing. I don't think she's going to be convinced.
That's okay. She can go. I'm sure she'll be fine.
Don't follow me. What would happen if, like, a morgue technician was like, oh, missing bodies. Oh, and they're alive. How terrible would that be?
I'll just seduce him.
What if that doesn't work? What if he's gay?
Look at me.
I can un-gay anyone.
Well, I guess I'm not going to convince you guys to not follow me, even though it's a very stupid idea.
Well, the fact that it's a very stupid idea is what's not convincing us.
I think
you're even acknowledging that it's a stupid idea.
No, my idea is solid. Your idea of following me is stupid.
I had never had this idea of following you. My idea is to make sure you don't go and do this stupid thing.
Somebody has an idea.
Well, no one's going to convince anyone. Lori's going, I'm following her. Russell, what are you going to do?
You should go to bed.
Ugh, I'll go.
Ugh, fine, whatever. Okay. Family field trip to the morgue! I guess, like, I'd like to spectate and watch them pack them up or whatever. There's no reason to get to the morgue before he's there. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you watch the aftermath. They do pack him into a body bag and load him into an ambulance. It is hours before they get the fire out and start.
Oh my jeez.
Digging into the wreckage.
That's a pretty serious fire.
They start pulling bodies out. Burnt, charred bodies in Kevlar, carrying assault weapons.
Like a fuck.
And you still want to go to the morgue?
Pulling out bodies in charred, boiled leather armor with sword and axe.
What the fuck?
Man, they're going to wonder what kind of orgy I was having.
I guess so. I guess Bill was either into some serious role-playing or LARPing or something was going down.
Historical pre-enactment.
No. No, this is really strange. Yeah, I better make sure that D'Angelo is okay. If anything, this just reaffirms my desire to help him out.
All told, they pull a dozen bodies out of there. Although, burnt unrecognizably.
So there's no, I can't recognize Bill. Even though he has a very distinct figure, I think.
Do you recognize his dental records?
How many times have I shoved my fingers in his mouth? Not enough. So no. Wow, that's, that's serious. Well, I guess I'll read about it in the paper. So
turns out gasoline mixed with nitrous.
That would make a fire that takes several hours to put out. Well.
It would also burn more completely than most fires.
So what are you doing?
I'm gonna get my fill of the gore and wreckage and then go to the morgue.
Okay. So, you have a feeling they take him to the closest hospital, since it's what they did with the bodies from the other situation.
That's cool.
Karina
can. Is that where they're taking all the bodies?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
So you walk back to your car. Ooh, can I drive?
Can you drive? That's a good question.
You've driven
with her before.
Okay.
It was a terrifying experience.
But can't she drive? Terrifying.
She's actually a very skilled driver. She just doesn't follow traffic suggestions.
How about I? May I try driving? I want to see if I remember how to do it.
Oh God. Yeah, that's gonna happen eventually. Might as well be tonight.
It seems like all the police are occupied as it is.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, even if they weren't, somebody's great at getting out of tickets.
A little mate.
Yes, I can drive.
Up. Okay, so Russell.
I even have the skill.
Russell's
as a matter of fact, it has saved my life before.
Indeed. Karina keeps telling you that you're going too slow.
Just trying to not attract any more police attention.
Oh, that's fair.
It's gonna take forever.
Patience. It's not like
I'm
dying.
This is what we call being a safe driver, Karina.
That's boring.
Well,
I hurtle down the highway at the raging speed of 35 miles an hour the whole way.
Oh, you gotta go faster than this.
Nope. Just getting my bearings.
You have a long, infuriating ride to the hospital.
That's fine. I am buckled up and holding on to anything I can throughout the entirety of it.
Towards the end, I say, okay, I think that I can. I've got my bearings straight again.
Well,
now I spontaneously double my speed.
Oh. That's nice. That's acceptable.
What do you drive, by the way, Glory?
It's a car. So we're at the hospital.
Okay. So you pull up to the hospital. It's early morning. It looks like there are a lot of police parked here.
I guess I'll go to the visitor center. I want to park. I definitely want to park not illegally. And what do I want to do? I'm looking for a body, I guess. I'm concerned. So I'll look for Bill McKinley or
okay.
He's a body that should be there.
So you're basically going to the desk.
Being like, I'm...
Part.
Yeah.
Okay. She tells you to wait a minute and then gets on the phone. Someone's going to be right up with you.
Okay, thank you. Is that a lie?
You don't think it is.
I'm so hopeful that it really is just a couple of seconds and somebody's there.
No. It's not a couple of seconds, but it's a couple of minutes when a man in an ill-fitting dress shirt and tie approaches you. Miss?
Yes?
Detective Stern.
Lori Barnes.
You were inquiring about William McKinley?
Bill McKinley, yeah. You know, he was a good friend, and I just want to make sure if he's not okay, he's at rest.
Do you happen to know what he was doing tonight?
Well, on most weeknights, it's a weeknight, right?
Yes.
He goes at most, like the most exciting thing he does, he goes grocery shopping, and then he cooks a meal. And that's really the most exciting thing I've known him to do. I'm really concerned. Does anybody know what started the fire?
Did he live alone?
Yes.
He was a science teacher, right?
Yeah, you know, a high school physics teacher.
Have any interest in chemistry?
Well, probably. I mean, he liked the hard sciences.
Do you know if he had guns in his house?
Did he have a gun? I think he had a gun.
Yes, quite notably, he had a gun.
He had a small handgun, but I don't even know if he knew how to use it.
Well, you saw me use it. You saw me shoot a guy.
Yeah, well, I don't remember that. I have a terrible memory. Also, you're dead.
Assassinated. Just like William McKinley.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you that we have identified your friend's body.
Oh, no. Can I look really dramatic and stressed and depressed? And I guess that's a natural feeling. I'm shocked to find Bill dead. That's really unfortunate. Can I say goodbye?
I really wouldn't recommend it.
This is a really big shock for me, and I really just need to make sure that this is really happening. I would really like to see the body.
Lem, I honestly suggest you remember him the way he was.
I know! I just can't imagine him not being there. I need... Can I use drama or something?
You want to make me you could use presence or manipulation plus persuasion or expression. It's up to you.
Oh my god, my expression. Well, they're both the same, but I have whatever in drama. Can I ham this up and make it super dramatic?
Sure.
3. Oh my god, 6 dice! One, two, 3 successes out of 6 dice.
He nods slowly.
Bill was the only one who would believe in me. All I can do now is do what I can to believe he's gone.
He takes you on a long, awkward elevator ride down to the basement. Goes into the morgue and clears it out, and then guides you inside. On 12 tables, there are charred bodies laid out. One of them is identified as William McKinley by a name tag.
Those dental records.
112 years.
Yuck, yuck. Okay.
I'll give you a moment.
Thank you.
Steps outside.
Okay, I'll look at Bill. How's Bill doing?
He is a charred mess with basically no skin left.
He's pretty dead, huh?
Yeah, he's really, really dead.
Man, you dead.
Yep, rather extremely so.
You so dead? Oh, what is, what's his face here? I forgot his name.
D'Angelo?
Yes, D'Angelo! Is
the
he
person
here?
You came for? Yes, he is.
I'll check him out.
You check him out, he's in much the same condition you saw him on the lawn.
He's unconscious. Do I know of a way to wake up a vampire?
Blood is traditional.
I have my purse. I am going to prick a finger and drizzle some blood in his face. His mouth area. His ingesting.
When you say drizzle, what does that mean?
I'm gonna slice open my finger so it bleeds a lot. And then I'm gonna let it hang over his face so that it drips into his mouth. And the dripping should be at a rate or velocity of Several, I'm gonna grab several her wrist. Drops per second.
Wait, we're not in here.
Nope.
Did we go inside
with
her?
It's just me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I forgot that we didn't go inside.
Okay.
Okay. Lori, I would like you to make me a dexterity brawl roll.
Oh, this sucks. I already don't like this. Oh, minus one unskilled. I'm gonna put will into this because it seems important. Do 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 do. Two. Oh my god. Okay, that didn't keep rolling. Three successes.
Okay. His hand reaches up and grabs your wrist, but you manage to pull away just before it encircles on you. And this charred, burned, hot mess sits up and looks at you with a ferocity in its remaining eye. And you can go ahead and roll me initiative.
Ah! This was a terrible idea.
He's probably still pissed.
Is he pissed? I don't know what happened. I'm innocent. What? How am I rolling initiative? I never. Is it just a d20?
No. It's a d10 plus the sum of your wits dex.
Oh, God. That d10 roll was terrible. Sum of my wits resolve?
Wits dex.
Wits dex. Okay. That's not as. 9.
Okay. Well, now I gotta look shit up. Okay. He lunges at you. Arms and teeth bared. Spending a willpower. He has no more blood.
Oh, this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What?
Can you make me a strength brawl, please?
A strength, I'm sorry, what?
Strength brawl.
I'm so fucked. I'm gonna put a willpower into that because I've got several. Couple. That is one success.
Okay. You managed to rebuff him. There doesn't seem to be anything there. It's just rabid animal coming for you. Like, he's starved for weeks and you're a delicious steak.
Yeah, I'm gonna take out my steak.
Okay.
Can I talk to him? Like, hey, D'Angelo, I didn't kill you. I just want to talk and not get killed. Can we do that? Can you stop trying to murder me? And eat me?
You're empathetic enough to realize there's nothing there. Like, he is not in a place where reason is going to do anything. You don't know that he even understands the words you're saying.
Well, I don't want to die, so I guess I'm going to have to kill him.
So you're going to try to stake him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you were going to be rolling a strength plus weaponry.
I hope I have weaponry. I don't!
And it's minus 3 for his defense.
Minus 3 for... What is that? What does that mean?
Everybody, including you, has a defense score that subtracts from attacks made against you.
So I have to get a 4 to kill him? To even hit him? Is that...
No, you're just rolling 3 less dice, and every success is damage that you do to him.
Oh, I am so fucked. Okay. 2 strength. I'm fucked. 1. I gotta use willpower. Okay, that's not bad. Come on! 2 successes.
Okay. He lunges at you again. You hold your stake and just shove it into his chest, and his body seizes up and he falls.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh.
The detective opens the door and looks inside.
Mm-hmm.
And sees you in the middle of the room with the body on the floor. What are you doing?
I'm not okay. I need to sit down.
What the hell is happening?
What happens to the body now?
What?
I'm asking you.
Oh, okay.
GM.
Nothing. It doesn't disintegrate or anything. It just sits on the floor like a corpse.
Really? I thought vampires weren't supposed to leave bodies.
They aren't. Which makes you suspect that he's not dead.
Would you believe that this body got up and lunged at me?
And then what?
And then I dodged, and I stabbed it, and then it stopped.
He walks over and turns over the body and sees the big wooden stake sticking in its chest.
I don't know what's happening here, but I don't like it. And I don't want to be here anymore. I don't like this body. I think there's something weird with it.
He leans down and checks the vitals.
Who is that guy? That's not anyone Bill would know. I don't think. Then again, none of these people are.
It's just a body, and it's ice cold.
It got up, and it attacked me.
I'm going to need you to come with footage.
Okay. Anywhere out of this room. Anywhere but with that thing.
Do you have any more weapons?
I have a kitchen knife.
Why do you have a kitchen knife?
I didn't know what to expect when I went down to the whatever. The burning fire. Maybe I could have gotten mugged on the way. I don't want to get robbed.
Give
also,
me
that's
knife.
Not really... Oh, but it's my favorite kitchen knife. Are you serious? How am I gonna... pair whatever it is I do with kitchen knives without this thing?
You are officially a suspect, and I am taking you in for questioning.
Well, okay.
Now hand over the fucking knife.
Only if you promise to give it back, because I'm serious. I paid a lot of money for this knife, and I love it for cutting up tomatoes and my salads. I'm giving it to you on faith.
What the fuck? Cut up my salads?
Oh, I get lettuce and then I chop it up.
Just put it on the table.
Okay. I comply because I believe in the power of justice and the law.
He picks up the knife and starts guiding you out of the room. Karina and Russell see you being escorted by.
Oh, whoa. I'm sorry. Excuse me. What? I'm going to get up and walk over to the two of them. What's going on here?
I'm being brought in for questioning.
Questioning what?
About what happened tonight. Don't worry. I'll be home soon.
No. Hold on a second now. Sir, why is she being questioned about what's happening?
Well, for starters, she mangled a corpse.
It wasn't a corpse, because it got up and attacked me. So that happened.
Now, wait just a moment. I mean, mangling corpses is one thing, but what is she being questioned about?
Well, that's what the question is. Gotta find out, I guess.
Karina looks around in this morgue hallway and sees that you're alone with the detective and kind of pokes Russell. She literally nudges you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the circumstances of this fire were extremely suspicious.
Yes, and she has a reason, and she has an alibi. She was with us.
That's true.
Other than the fact that she is here, she has nothing to do with this fire. I see no reason for you to bring her in for so-called questioning.
She's not under arrest, she's just being questioned.
Oh, well, if she's not under arrest, then she doesn't have to go with you.
Man, Russell, you're a really good lawyer.
Fine, you win. You're under arrest.
Aww.
Why is she under arrest?
Suspected arson.
Aww. I don't even like
Great
fire.
Lawyer.
Do you even have the authority to do that?
Yes.
Well, he's a lieutenant or something. I don't know. I forgot. He introduced me and I forgot.
Yeah, I don't actually know who this guy is.
Oh.
Like, is he with the police or?
Yeah, this is an officer of some sort, and his badge probably says... No, he doesn't have a badge, because he looks...
Hey, he doesn't have a badge. I have no idea who this guy is.
He takes out his badge from his back pocket and holds it up to you. Detective Stern, lead investigator of this arson.
Okay, well, I'm telling you that she's not... That she hasn't... Was nowhere near the scene of the arson.
That's
you know,
what's going to be established, unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice.
Can I bring him along as my lawyer? I mean, I don't really have to go anywhere without... a representative present.
Is he your lawyer?
Yep.
What? No, I'm not. That's illegal.
Is it really?
Yes, you can't practice law without a license.
That's true. Well...
You can, however, refuse to be questioned.
Well, I can't if I'm under arrest.
Well, great, you'll be wrongfully arrested.
But that just happened.
Yes.
That's not a good thing.
I think it's fine.
That's fantastic.
It looks like nothing. You did nothing wrong.
Well, yeah, but
so
I...
So you've been arrested for no reason.
Yeah,
you
but...
can bring that up later on.
You know, I would have more faith in the sensibility of a lawyer than the justice of the law, to be totally honest.
I'm not a lawyer.
Well, I guess I'm going to the station because I'm under arrest.
Karina stands up tall and just starts to speak like a goddess issuing down commands from on high. Detective, get in there and count to a million, and we'll be gone by the time you get back. He opens his mouth like he's going to argue, and then just sort of turns around like a scolded child, and goes inside.
Wow.
Wait, how did you do that?
She's magic.
You'll develop your own powers in time, and we should go, because we only have a million seconds.
Yeah, but
that's many seconds. Wait, he's actually going to count to a million?
He probably won't count to, like, you know, every second, though. He might just be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Because that's what I would do if I was him. But yeah, we should probably go.
Well, wait a second.
What are we waiting for, Russell?
Okay, let's go.
And we're off!
She stomps back up to the car in a huff.
That was amazing.
Russell, give me the keys.
You better listen to her. She seems...
I'll give them to her.
Pretty upset.
Good.
So Karina, here's what happened. I was... in the morgue, and I saw Bill, and he's totally dead, by the way. I know you didn't really know him that well. We kind of had sex in his bed, and that's really the extent you got to know him, but he's dead.
I'm sorry, but I don't like stories about my parents having sex.
Why? We have it all the time.
And it's so hot, but anyway, he's dead. And, D'Angelo was there, too, and he was not dead. I woke him up by giving him a little blood, and then he got super ravenous and tried to eat me, so I staked him.
A surprise. You gave a vampire blood, and then he tried to eat you.
I thought that we could talk about it. I was wrong. He tried to kill me.
She starts to speed a ridiculous amount towards your house.
So I staked him, but I don't think he's dead, because his body was still there, and that's not what happens when you stake vampires and they die. They're supposed to turn to dust.
What did you stake him with?
A stake.
You just had a stake?
Yeah. I should probably get another one. Well, I got it. What was it? There was this kid. Do you remember Nathan and Ethan? I don't even remember their names.
No.
Some kid. Anyway, it was one of Bill's students. Bless his heart. He was missing, and he was in love with, like, I don't know, some weird kid. That's how we started learning about vampires, actually. That was Vampirism 101. And the kid had stakes, and I took one or two.
She pulls up in front of your house. Pack your shit, we're leaving.
Fine, Karina!
Kicking my car.
That's a good idea.
Wait. I have a car.
We should probably take both cars. There's thinking.
I have a fast car.
But you drive slow.
No, I don't.
You drove slow.
Yeah, I drove slow. I don't drive slow.
You weren't on the run from the police then.
Just make him forget about what happened. That wasn't.
No, I don't think he's gonna forget counting to a million. I have a fast car. We'll take my car.
No.
I don't know where my car is. Where's my car?
I'm packing.
Karina packs up her few meager possessions.
Wait, I had.
We'll stop at your house.
I don't care.
What?
Don't
am
you
I
want your
gonna...
car?
I want my things, whatever those things are. I think some things were important. I look in my back pocket. Is the deck still there?
Yes.
Come on. Hurry up.
I'm packing! What am I packing? I'm packing a change of clothes. I'm packing underwear. I'm packing. I should bring things that I can't replace. I'm packing photographs.
Things that might lead evidence as to where we're going. Wherever that is.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going, so that's anyone's guess. Yeah, I'm mostly taking things I can't replace, like my great-great-grandfather's pocket watch.
Okay. Karina packs up her, like, a change of clothes and her laptop and cell phone.
Oh, I should bring my laptop. There's a good idea.
A big bag of cash you didn't know she had.
What are you doing with a big bag of cash?
I really don't think you should be surprised at this point.
I can still be surprised.
Oh yeah, certainly. But...
what am I bringing? A towel and
you definitely
a
don't
pillow
want to forget your towel
and a blanket.
Russell, are we going to your house?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll need something. I don't know what.
My great-great-grandmother's hand-quilted quilt.
Okay. She throws her stuff in the car, and then she sort of climbs onto the back seat. Russell, you drive. I don't feel very good.
Are you okay, Karina?
No, I'm grumpy.
You should eat a lot of ice cream.
Alright, come on, let's go. Shoot. Alright, I'm gonna drive us as expediently as I can to my house. I feel like I know where it is. I don't know how I got there. I just start taking random turns, what I think are random turns, until I get there.
Okay. You trust in the force to guide you?
Yeah, I'm trusting the force.
Okay, so you're speeding along to the house. You don't actually know where you are going to, at least not consciously. Mm. Lori, where are you sitting?
In the car?
Yes.
I'm going to be in the back seat.
With Karina?
Is she in the back seat?
Yeah, she's like sprawling out on the back.
Sure, whatever. He can be our chauffeur. Okay.
She puts her head on your lap. As you're approaching the house, her body just starts to tremble. And she starts vomiting up this translucent blue liquid all over the back of the car.
Your humors are...
Oh, shit.
...coming out. Are you... What is going
on? What the hell is happening back there?
Russell, you look back. I would like you to make me a... wits driving roll.
Yeah.
At minus two.
Wits drive minus two. Alright, what's my wits? My wits are two. I'm gonna put a willpower into this, I feel like I should.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't wanna crash and die.
Yeah,
I don't like getting
into seems like a good idea. 5D, not 6, 10. Bam. Oh, this gravy train keeps it going.
Oh, that's. You probably just need one success.
Yeah, probably. Four successes.
Okay. Yeah.
While even missing a beat, what the fuck is happening back there?
Yeah, eyes in the back of your head. You can see what's happening to her as you pull up to your apartment. Rufus Irons is standing at the front of your building, pressing your buzzer over and over again.
Oh,
as you
God.
Pull up in front.
I'm gonna get out.
Karina, what can I do to help you?
I don't know what's happening. I don't feel good.
No.
Okay, Russell, you climb out of the car. This man starts walking up to you. Drew! Where have you been? I've been trying to get a hold of you for days.
dead.
Okay.
Rufus Irons.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm having some trouble remembering things. I was shot in the head.
Okay.
Kind of messes with your mind, you know how it goes. Pieces of your brain missing.
I really don't know how that goes.
Yeah, I don't want to get shot in the head. I from what I remember, it was unpleasant.
I'll leave the car and approach these two gentlemen chatting with blue humor all over me.
Okay.
Have I met you before?
No, this is Rufus Irons. I think that he was working with me.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Listen, we're in a bit of trouble at the moment. Can I help you? I know that I know that I'm supposed to be helping you. I don't remember how, but you're important, and
you're supposed to be building me a house and killing me.
Don't kill people, Russell. That's a pretty bad idea.
Right. Well, I'm not going to kill you. I'd really rather not do that. And building you a house, I can build you a house. But I need, this is Lori. She's, currently on the run from the police for doing pretty much
nothing. Thanks for, introducing me. That's
no, it's
great.
Okay. We can trust him, I think.
Yeah.
Besides, you haven't done anything.
Hey, what do you know about blue humors? You got any knowledge? Know-how? Do I know anything about blue humors? I've got occult. That sounds like an occulty thing. Occult medicine?
You know, considering she just walked out of the car covered in blue slime, you're pretty composed about this, Mr. Irons.
Well, it seems we're in mixed company. I'm a wizard. I've seen some weird things.
Yes, okay.
This is new for me.
Mm-hmm.
Being a wizard?
No, whatever this right now is.
Hey, you want to come with us and be on the run?
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know. It just seemed like having a wizard on board would be pretty useful. Especially considering my girlfriend is throwing up. My wife, I guess. We're not. Whatever. My partner is throwing up blue stuff from her face, and I don't really know what it is. It seems magical.
You want to make me that occult roll?
Is it intelligence occult? How about no, I guess it's occult. Emergency care.
I will give you a bonus die because you have medicine.
Woo.
It is intelligence occult. You get an extra medicine.
Zero beautiful successes.
Really?
It's blue shit coming out of her.
Yeah, you drank too much Gatorade.
Yeah, I think, you know, it might have been something she ate, but I'm still really worried. You don't know what this is?
If you have a few minutes, I can probably cast a spell and find out.
A few minutes.
Well, I have to pack, so
yeah,
we can take that few minutes.
Okay, I'll do that. Right this way, Mr. Irons, was it?
Yes, where are we going?
The car. My partner is feeling terrible. So I'm walking to the car.
Leans over at her. She is sweating profusely, trembling.
Karina, I'm gonna hold her hand. It's okay, I brought a wizard. It seemed like a good idea.
I don't know what's happening.
Me neither, sweetie.
You're gonna stay with me, right?
I'm gonna be right here.
Okay. I love you, sweetie.
I love you too. I'm gonna pet her hand. I'm gonna try and comfort her. Be empathetic.
She shuts her eyes. Rufus is leaning in, trying to understand and process what he's seeing. And there's a moment where you see her as you've seen her before in extreme moments of the sort of the waxy skin and the strange seams.
Mm.
And just color seems to fill her.
Color.
And just those parts that, just the unease, the unnaturalness that you felt around her just seems to lift all at once. You didn't even realize how strong it was until it's gone.
Wow.
And she seems to be sleeping peacefully.
So, what just happened?
I think she's a person.
Does she have a pulse?
She does. But you checked her soul earlier, and he had a pulse.
He had a pulse, too. Can I tell if she has a soul? Does she seem soulful? Soul food?
Something about her definitely feels different.
Well, is she in pain? Let's get down to that.
She looks fine now. Like, she looked like she was in pain for the last several minutes, but it seems like she's just asleep.
So I'm going to address Mr. Irons. Ironsides? Irons? So you said she's a person?
It seems that way.
Has she been a person this whole time?
She was something else. I'm not familiar with it.
But she's definitely a person now.
Yes.
Wow. That's cool. Just between you and me, I think she pulled a Pinocchio.
I'm packing, yeah.
Takes out a notepad and writes down an address. And hands it to you. It's a street address in Arizona.
Road trip.
Thanks.
You can hide there. This merits further study.
Okay.
I'll be glad to see you when I can. Make yourselves at home.
Oh, jeez. Thank you. I guess I'll do that.
Make sure your friend Mr. Russell doesn't forget our appointment.
Appointment.
He just turns on his heel and starts walking away as Russell descends with his belongings. Russell, what are you packing?
Change of clothes. I've got the whatchamacallity thing. I've got the deck of cards. An empty flask. This one is kind of special. I don't know what the, there's a symbol on it, and I don't know what it means, but it looks like some sort of family crest. My tools, which should be in my trunk, and I don't have any weapons, so.
No, you got fisticuffs, dude. You're good.
I got my fisticuffs. And I got a hammer. I'm okay with using a hammer.
Oh, like you bring your tools. Like, tools.
I did bring
are
my
expensive.
Tools.
You descend down the stairs to see Mr. Russell, or not Mr. Russell, Mr. Irons getting into his car across the street.
Wait.
He just
Mr. Irons.
At you.
Hmm?
He winks at you.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I give him kind of the like finger thumb thing and wink back.
Okay. And you see your mom sleeping peacefully in the back of the wrong car.
All right. We gotta move her.
Move her?
Scar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should leave my car. Mm-hmm. Can I park it somewhere other than your house, though? I mean, that's kind of a giveaway.
I don't know.
The police shouldn't have, necessarily.
I don't know. Pull it around the corner. No, we don't have time for that.
How about I just follow you in my car, and then I park it somewhere, and then I hop into yours?
Take a couple of miles, but we still need to put things in.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, we'll move stuff now. Whatever. Moving things from car to car.
Yes. Russell scoops up Karina, lays her out on the back of his car. You conceal Lori's car somewhere and get in there. Your family bound on the road.
Did Mr. Irons have anything to say before he left?
What?
Did Mr. Irons have anything to say before he left?
Oh, we talked. He gave me this address that we should stay at, and he said, don't forget your appointment. You're not going to kill him, are you? I would be so disappointed if you killed him.
Someday, maybe, but I hope not. I think I remember what that appointment is. I'm building him a house, don't you know?
No. That must be cool.
And you folks speed off towards Arizona?
Hell yeah.
That's
I
want to
know what happens when
country.
Karina wakes up.
Okay. Well, Karina does start to stir as you're on the road, and she looks up. Lori.
Where are you?
Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going home now?
I think so.
Okay, home.
That sounds nice. Oh. She just smiles and lays her head back down.
Home is where the heart is, and with you guys, I feel like anywhere we go, as long as it's relatively safe, is home.
Mr. Arthur. Where are you going after your arson?
I didn't commit arson. I flipped a switch. It could have just been a light switch for all I knew.
You flipped a switch that committed arson for you.
The switch committed arson. Really, whoever installed the switch committed arson.
Where are you going?
Should I go home? I think I should go home.
Okay.
Maybe I should go to a bar or something so I have an alibi. They'll be like, yeah, it was here all night. No, I'll go home.
Okay. You go home. When you walk in your door, you see Makawi and Jonah just waiting in your living room.
Uh-oh.
Makawi smiles, a kind of unnerving smile at you. Are you prepared to be a snake?
A snake?
You want to ascend the food chain.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Although it seems like the people who went there tonight were both snakes, and they got outsmarted.
Maybe someday you'll be a mongoose.
Oh. That's exactly what I was aiming for, was mongoose.
She smiles. Come. Come to me.
What about Jonah? Isn't he... Is he gonna do it?
Would you rather?
I don't know. That adds another... Because then... Oh, I don't know. Would I be like Jonah's brother?
You would.
What does Jonah think of that?
Jonah looks at Makawi and then back at you. I'm doing what she tells me. I think you have potential.
Really?
Yes, really.
Wow. Thanks. It would probably be better if Makoe did it then, because she's already the big chief boss.
Then step forward and accept your destiny.
Alright, but what about what happened tonight? I didn't see if anyone got out.
Everything is in hand, Mr. Arthur. For now, you just worry about your new life. By the time you're ready to take it, there'll be a place in the new hierarchy waiting for you.
Okay. I'll go with this.
Okay. She beckons you to come closer. Bites hard into your neck.
Oh, God.
But instead of pain, you just feel a shudder of ecstasy.
Oh, praise Allah.
As you are drained to nothing but an empty husk.
Oh, no. Wait, before I pass out, can I use up my vitaes to undo my injuries?
Yes.
Oh, good. I figure they're going to give me a whole new supply anyway, so.
And when they are nothing but an empty shell of a person, she puts new life into you.
Am I reawaked?
You reawake as a member of the undead.
Oh no, I have windows. I didn't prepare for this properly.
And I think that's a wrap on Nightingale Archives.
All right.
I was supposed to be the honey badger.
Did you win? I think Lori won.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Lori won.
Did I win?
Got out of it. Yeah, you got out of it with a new family, a hot girlfriend. Say,
you weren't shot
probably
in
a mansion in Arizona.
You're not a vampire, and you weren't a charred corpse at the end.
You're
ethics to be a mongoose. You didn't get turned into a crime against nature either.
Well, you know that. Yeah, that's true. Sorry. I mean, if you don't want to be a crime against nature, I understand. But I thought you would like it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine with being a crime against nature. It's just okay. I'd like to point out that as far as staying human and whole goes, I think Lori won this one.
Well, I dropped in my morality. I'm down to 6.
Yeah, you had to be a little bit of a bad girl.
Oh, I got down to 4. Is it like golf? The lower
my morality remained pristine the entire time.
It would
best
have
been enough if you had lived.
Okay. Recorder's going off. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.